Law enforcement officers across Milwaukee County spent the past couple days learning how to better handle cases of domestic violence. The district attorney's office secured a federal grant for the training. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the additional schooling was provided partly to eliminate past shortcomings. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm says he sought the funding after a fatal shooting at the Azana Spa in Brookfield 2 years ago. Radcliffe Houghton shot his estranged wife and two of her co-workers before turning the gun on himself. The couple had lived in Brown Deer, where police had been called to the house 24 times prior to the shootings. The department came under fire for failing to arrest Houghton. D.A. Chisholm says the criminal justice system must learn from past mistakes.
You can look, for example, to the experience at the Azana Spa, and you can use that as an example of a case that when you look at the full history of it, maybe that if we had had the type of training that we're undergoing right now, we may have been able to highlight that and intervene in a different way than we did in the past.
About 80 officers took part at the sheriff's training facility in Franklin. St. Francis Police Chief Brian Kabish says his officers learned how to properly assess calls about domestic violence.
How to handle these type of situations, again, what questions to ask, what information to obtain, and make some assessment, and then try to get and other resources involved to get help for those who are in some type of situation that poses a threat to their safety.
Kabish has been on the force for 25 years and says it's unusual for officers to undergo 2 solid days of domestic violence training. Cudahy's Police Chief Tom Pellet helped organize the workshop.
The focus of today's training is to address the most serious domestic violence issues, specifically intimate partner domestic violence homicide.
Pallet says the problem continues to exist in his community and others. The officers who spent 2 days digging into best practices will now take what they've learned back to colleagues. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.